Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Ramble Playoff Special delivered by Papa John's, the official pizza partner of the Football League. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we're previewing the first legs of the Football League playoffs. Pete, what have you got for us straight off the bat?
Straight off the bat, Papa John's, right? They're running a VIP playoff competition. Just get yourself to papajohns.co.uk/football and sign up to be in the running for two VIP tickets, a tour of Wembley, including the changing rooms pre-match, a tour of broadcasting facilities courtesy of Sky Sports, a night stay at the Wembley Hilton Hotel, complimentary travel, and, get this, a photo with the playoff trophy. Are we allowed to touch it? Are we not allowed to touch it? We just don't know, but you'll find out on the day.
Just to be sure, don't touch it, Pete.
Stay away from it.
If in doubt, don't touch the trophy.
Yeah. Well, let's kick off with the Championship players. It seems like a good place to start, so we'll go there. Brighton versus Derby. The four clubs, of course, in the Championship players are Brighton, Derby, Wigan and QPR. Derby finished third. Brighton nicked in on the last day of the season. Jim, Derby, eh? Solid all throughout the season since McLaren took over.
Yeah, absolutely. And Derby, I read today, Derby have scored a lot of late goals as well. So good under pressure. No, it's not that they've scored a lot of late goals. They have scored a lot of late goals, but also they've come from behind quite a lot. I think more than anyone else in the Championship.
I think this
game's going to be great, but I'm kind of conflicted about it because I've just moved to Brighton. So I don't know whether I want them to get into the Premier League or stay in the Championship so it's easier to go to the games. I figure if they're in the Premier League, it'd just be harder to get tickets and it'll cost more.
They've got a nice new stadium though, so it is kind of...
Is it new anymore?
Yeah, I think it's still in the grand scheme of things.
There are some stadiums in the Football League that are over 100 years old. It's definitely
I mean, you might say that's selfish from my point of view. You know, they probably need to repay for that stadium. But, you know.
I mean, during the playoff match, I would recommend not leaving early. If you are going to watch a Brighton match, it's an interesting matchup if you're an away fan travelling all the way down from Derby.
Jim's right about Derby. They've come back. I think they've got 22 points from losing positions, which is the highest in the league.
Amazing, isn't it? Very good.
Their record against Brighton is also pretty good. They beat Brighton at Brighton. And they also beat them at home at Pride Park as well, 1-0. Played them in January, beat them 1-0. I think Brighton's problem will probably be, I mean, the heartbreak they had last year as well. I mean, they went out to Palace, didn't they? First leg was 0-0, and the second leg, Wilfried Zaha just turned it on in the last 15-20 minutes and scored a couple and put them out. But the problem was then, I think, that happened last year, and they were sort of almost favourites, really, because Watford had that disappointment. Brighton were pretty consistent and seen as favourites, and it was really heartbreaking for them to go out to their local rivals. But I think this year, they feel quite pleased to be there, and it will be less pressure on them, I think. I don't think they'll be taking anything for granted. But Brighton's problems are that they just don't score enough goals.
They haven't scored many. They've only scored 55 this season. Just six teams have scored less than them in the whole division. Yeah, Craig McCall Smith has been injured.
I think that's the lowest in the top half as well.
Yeah.
They really, really heavily rely on Ojoa, don't they?
Ojoa, the Argentinian forward.
Yeah, he's got
16.
Loads of their goals. 14 league goals this season, 16 in all competitions, I think. So it will be difficult for them. Derby are a decent side. I mean, since McLaren took over in September, they've been really, really strong. And you would probably...
Derby's got the most goals in the whole Championship.
Yeah, you'd fancy them, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But then Brighton have only conceded 40, which is the best defensive record in the league, Pete.
Well, there you go.
So you've got the best scorers against the best defenders.
Well, that late goal they scored to get them into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I felt so sorry for Reading.
Oh, my goodness, like, partly
a pitch invasion. Everyone thought they'd done enough, and then Aloha.
You shouldn't be pitch invading getting into the playoffs, though, should you?
I don't know. I think that's good.
Especially when you've not actually got into the playoffs.
Yeah, no, particularly then.
But I think, if that hasn't happened.
But I think that's maybe the bigger point I'm making.
It must be strange in a game like that. I was watching the highlights of the Reading-Burnley game, and, like... when like the Burnley players kept clearing it off the line really, really late on, like as a Reading player, it must be so difficult to just not take that personally. As if like, you've got nothing left to play for.
You're already
you
up.
Just really not want us to get into the playoffs.
Why are you showing so much professional integrity?
Yeah. I mean, you on Derby side, you do forget that, you know, that obviously we're going to probably go on to talk about Bryson and stuff, and he scored the hat-trick in the Derby match. The Derby match. Yes. And before that match, they hadn't scored in like 3 hours of football. It's, you know, Derby have gone periods of time this season where they just have not put in any sort of performances. So I think it's rather decent they managed to get themselves in this position.
They're in good form, though, aren't they? I mean, you look at look into the playoffs, and you look at teams going into the playoffs, and you think, and we'll talk a bit about League Two in a bit, and York City and what they've done. That the momentum that you carry into the playoffs is really important. And I appreciate what you're saying, Pete. But Derby are in good form, and they're unbeaten in six. They've won five of their last six as well, and they also know that they've beaten Brighton twice already this season, which is massive for them. And given the amount of goals that Brighton don't tend to score, I think it's going to be difficult for them.
Well, it's interesting that Derby have got 13 points more than Brighton.
Yeah.
And they've really clung on to that third spot for most of it. Them and QPR have swapped third and fourth at times. But Derby were going for an automatic spot up until, reasonably.
Well, they started off really well in the McLaren, didn't they? It was
very well.
Yeah.
You thought maybe they could push on through, but that kind of momentum, as we've seen with Leighton and Roma, two teams often uttered in the same sentence. It is very difficult to keep that throughout. But you're right, they are going into the playoffs in good form. But Brighton have, you could argue, got momentum, though.
With Derby, is it not almost better, though, that their form fell away and they didn't just miss out on an automatic place in a sort of heartbreaking fashion? Because now they can gear up for the playoffs. That was what their expectation and their aim was towards the end of it. So there's no disappointment there. It becomes an objective that's been achieved rather than something you've missed out on. And obviously, as we mentioned earlier, they've got 22 points from losing positions, so they're clearly good under pressure. They're in good form.
And McLaren's hugely experienced of winning things as well.
Absolutely, and I think they're the best team. They're the best team in the playoffs. And
yeah, I'd also be interested in the comparison between Gus Poyet and Oscar Garcia. I mean, Gus Poyet. I mean, if Gus Poyet was managing Brighton still, you'd probably fancy him to do it.
Yeah,
because he's so good in cup competitions and knockout football.
That's right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Obviously, Garcia isn't experienced, and you don't know whether he'll be able to sort of deliver the same effect. But either way, it's difficult. It's always difficult for the team who just nips in there at six because they've got to play the third best team. And as Marcus rightly says, they are clearly the third best team in the division. There's no joking around. There's no discrepancy there. They really are.
Brighton also have the motivation of not experiencing what they experienced last year, though. So, I mean, all this stuff might mean nothing when it comes to it on the pitch.
Yeah, true.
And you've got to remember that Oscar Garcia's got a fairly decorated footballing career, you know, four La Liga titles and billion different European cups.
When you put it like that.
I regard him as being a bit of like an Amiobi kind of guy because he's got two brothers. One and the other brother played for Barcelona as well. And
Chelsea player is not his brother.
And his other brother didn't manage to break through to the Barcelona
A-team. Actor Andy Garcia.
It just reminds me of Tommy Amiobi in Iceland, like the outcast of the three. Pretty much the same, apart from the winning the La Liga and stuff.
Yeah, I know someone who's played in Iceland before, so I can
that connects. That connects.
And it's not him, by the way.
I've been to Iceland before, so
have
it's
you?
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pete, are there many things that don't make you think of Tommy Amiobi?
No, just on his own
in Iceland.
Buses, horses.
Because I'll be honest, I was racking my brains at how you were going to shoehorn him into this, but you've done very well.
Yeah.
Again. Well,
three brothers who play professional football.
Yeah.
Beat that. As close as you can get.
Yeah, that's very true. I like what Oscar Garcia has done at Brighton, and I'm sure a lot of the Brighton fans have as well. He said, when I arrived here, I didn't know much about the league, the players, or a lot of things. So it shows what a great achievement it is.
What's this green stuff then?
What I handed to him and he gives me... he's done remarkably well as Oscar Garcia. I mean, as he says, to come and not have a clue with what's going on, to get the footballing culture,
as well as
culture in England as well. He's settling in his personal life. Absolutely marvellous. While we're on quotes, Steve McLaren, I thought this quote started well, and then sort of
did
tailed
it
off.
Descend into incomprehensible.
Yeah, that's all
right.
I'm slightly ill. Did it just descend into incomprehensible Dutch?
It didn't, I'm afraid. He said, "The season begins for us now. We have done nothing yet." And I thought, yeah, big words. We like that. And then he went, "We've got a ticket for the lottery, and we hope it is a lucky one." This is not luck. Yeah, this is over two games.
Yeah. Someone should make sure McLaren knows that they've got to play. They're not just going to get drawn out of a hat.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Imagine they turn up for the first game and McLaren just sat there in front of the TV looking at his watch. What time's it starting then? No, we've got
who's making the draw?
Where's Dale Winton?
Why have you brought Dace?
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's ridiculous when a penalty shootout is described as a lottery. A two-legged affair.
Yeah.
Should not. I mean, that's 290 minutes, potentially.
Yeah, it's impossible to play more football within the rules of the sport. It couldn't be less of a lottery.
Yeah. Oh, Steve.
But when Matthew Upson's facing you.
He's done well, hasn't he? Brighton's player of the year at 35.
Yeah, with torn ligaments.
With no ligaments. They went in, I think, after that Germany game in the 2010 World Cup. They were gone. In which he scored.
Yeah,
another achievement for the big defender.
I forgot that.
I think we all have tried.
Yeah, that'll be why, actually.
Former Man United keeper Thomas Kuzak's had a good season as well.
He didn't have a great one against Forest.
But he won his own net, didn't he?
Yeah.
If you're going to do it then.
I'll get that one out of the way.
Yeah, but he loves exciting football, and he thought, this isn't exciting enough, chuck it in. And the big man, Ulloa, should do the business. And he did. And he flipping well did, ladies and gentlemen. Pete, you mentioned Craig Bryson for Derby earlier. He's been very important. 16 goals from midfield.
Yeah, he's been one of the best midfield players in that division. No
Will Hughes.
Like
yeah, Will Hughes, the 19-year-old. He's been linked with a number of Premier League clubs. Seven under 21 caps as well. And you've got to mention Chris Martin.
Not the Coldplay singer.
No. The Derby counter striker. He scored 23 goals.
I like Patrick Bamford as well, on loan from Chelsea.
Oh, he's very good.
Very impressive at Milton Keynes Dons. Always scored goals. Whenever he's gone on loan, he'll be important for them as well.
Mate, man's a Derby fan. He was good on loan.
Yeah, there'll be important loan players around this playoff picture because, of course, Cooper, I've got Tom Carroll and one or two others. So
Ravel Morrison.
Wigan have got Nick Powell from A&R. Yeah, of course, I've got...
Well, let's move on to Wigan QPR. Wigan booked their place in the playoffs with a few games to spare. They were another one like Brighton and Derby. They kind of came up, weren't in the top half for all of it. They were around mid-December, they were 15th. So they've done very well indeed. But talking about the whole momentum thing, they go into this one having only won four of their last 12 league matches.
Yeah, they're an interesting team, Wigan, because, of course, they lost Roberto Martinez after the sort of glory of the FA Cup final after being relegated. They lost one or two important players as well. And it's taken Uwe Rosler, who did a good job at Brentford, time to find his feet. And now he is starting to do that. And then they started to really go for it, didn't they? They had a really good run in the FA Cup. I was actually impressed with them against Arsenal. I was at that game in the semi-final. I know they were impressive. And then they had a real wobble and they sort of stuttered over the line. Only won two of their last six. They're a good team, I think. I genuinely think they're a really good team. The problem for them is they need to sort their defence out in a big way. I mean, last game of the season, they lost 4-3 to Blackburn in a ridiculous game. Conceding goals all over the place, not even bothering with defending. It was almost like they knew they were in the playoffs, they just didn't want to get injured or something.
It's a surprise, because if you look at their back line, I mean, they've got Carson or Al Habsi in goal, both have featured
experience
quite heavily, very experienced. And then defenders, you know, Bozizor, Perch, Boyce and Barney have all got Premier League previous.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's quite surprising.
If you're talking about Premier League experience, then what about this for a stat for you?
Go on.
QPR, obviously Wigan's opponents in the Championship semi-final playoff, 3,886 Premier League appearances in their squad.
That's incredible.
That is absolutely unbelievable, isn't it?
That really is.
The harrowing stat, if you're a QPR fan, is a higher wage bill than Borussia Dortmund and spent more money than Atletico Madrid.
Yeah.
Dortmund were in last year's Champions League final. Atleti were in this year's Champions League
limped
final.
Limped to a 1-0 over Wigan in March. Ben Ayoun scored the only goal. And the other time they played at Wigan, it was 0-0.
Well, you look at, you said about the Premier League experience. I mean, here's a list of names. Danny Simpson, Armand Traore, Richard Dunn, Clint Hill, Nedim Manua, Sean Wright-Phillips, Joey Barton, Nico Kranjčar, Junior Hoylett, Yossi Benayoun, and Andrew Johnson up front with Bobby Zamora. Jermaine Genus was also played, but obviously he's
suffered a bad injury.
I mean, there's a lot of Premier League experience in there, but it is throwback Premier League experience, isn't it?
It is. I've had like a couple of seasons of the Premier League, so now I'm commanding ridiculous wages. Yeah. For
it's true, like, but there is one or two. I mean,
it's like QPR are getting the band back together.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. I genuinely think that QPR are going to find it tough because Wigan are a good knockout team. Yeah. They beat Man City at the Etihad. Mm. You know, you don't do that if you're not decent.
And Nigel Adkins, the quarter, saying that, you know, he's the that Wigan are the best football team that he's faced in the Championship this season. You sort of think, well, he's a man who knows how to get
he's managing the Premier League, of course. Will Espinosa and Juan Carlos Garcia of Wigan be distracted? They've made the Honduras World Cup squad. They probably knew they were going to make the squad.
You know what an injury they do, yeah.
No, exactly.
But at the same time, surely you'd be on such a high and having such a big showpiece occasion just before the World Cup, which everyone just going absolutely crazy. It's going to be brilliant for them, surely.
I really like Espinosa. He's a Latin American wing back.
Yeah.
That's... European for win.
You don't
for
say else. You do not need to say anything else.
I mean, usually a lot of people say that, like, the sixth place sometimes has the, even though perhaps they don't deserve to be in prime position to actually go up, sixth place always seems to have the momentum because they've made, like, a final last dart up the table.
It's like I was saying earlier, I mean, statistically, I think the third place team more often than not do go up. Mm. I was reading earlier that it was something like 36% of third place teams go up through the playoffs, which is obviously disproportionate. Mm. So it does seem to be quite it does seem to suggest that you have to overhaul third if you want to get up through the playoffs, and I think that's a quite a fair way of doing it. Then it showed that the numbers bear that out. But if you look at last season, Crystal Palace came fifth and went up.
They
snuck past Brighton. Leicester City obviously went out to Watford, and then big Kevin Phillips, who's announced his retirement this season, scored a penalty in extra time. So it doesn't always happen. But I think in that QPR Wigan game, I think it's a really interesting balance because you've got such a lot of experience in QPR. And let's not forget as well, Redknapp is a really experienced manager, but Wigan are a good knockout team. And Uwe Ross, I've been so impressed with how he can set a team up, especially when they've got to do a containing job like they did against Arsenal, for example.
They beat Manchester City.
And against Man City.
Manchester.
It'd be a very interesting one.
And I mean, they're the team with the most experience of those high-pressure games in the playoff because they've had these cup runs and because they won the FA Cup last season. So,
indeed.
You know.
What do you? I mean, QPR. They would have expected to go straight back up under Harry Redknapp with his huge budget, and they might still do.
For that reason, though, they're under the most pressure.
Yes. But how disappointed will they be if they don't go up? I mean, is it a disaster? Because I mean, like I say, the facts about a higher wage bill and spent more money than Dortmund.
I think it will be the end of Redknapp at QPR.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course it will. Yeah. That much money spent on them, and you know,
I think he'll walk away. Though I genuinely do.
I think there's maybe this is unfair, but there's a lot of players at that club who they'll still be picking up a big wage. Mm. They can still plod along quite happily.
Who knows?
Obviously for the yeah, I mean, that's insane.
I mean, even big
that's
Phil
crazy.
Phil Scolari said to him, "Look, I want to pick you for the squad. You've got to play somewhere." So he's gone to Canada or something.
Yeah,
you know, it is absolutely remarkable down there with QPR. But I mean. They have been fairly consistent all season. They've been in the top six, but I don't know. It'd be very, very interesting. But I think it is a nice lineup actually in the Championship, Brighton Derby and Wigan QPR.
Yeah.
So very much looking forward to that one. The second legs will be on the 11th and 12th of May, and of course the first legs will be on the 8th and 9th. In League One on the 10th of May, Peterborough kick off against Leyton Orient. Mm.
This is not the French league, we should point out. This is not Ligue 1.
No, it isn't Ligue 1.
Leighton Orient are not involved.
No, they aren't.
Leighton Orient.
Yeah. Lorient.
Lorient.
Yeah. Nearly, though.
The confusion could set in.
Well, that's true, isn't it? The Posh, I love that nickname, the Peterborough nickname, the Posh. Mm. They finished 7 points above seventh, but 11 points behind fifth. So it's safe to say they've probably been about the sixth best team in the division. It's a funny little...
Couldn't be more sixth, they tried.
Really? Weirdly satisfying, that, isn't it?
It looks like a lot of teams have, take a points cut or something.
Just left
a big chasm. What's happened?
Yeah. Now, Darren Ferguson said... After their draw with Port Vale on the weekend.
Man United job?
I must be next on the list.
Is it like being the Queen?
He's not Robbie Savage.
Yeah.
Or maybe he is. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen them together. Mm. He said, now it is all about the playoffs and I love being involved in them.
Good, man. That's what we're going to hear, McLaren.
That is what it's about.
Take note, Steve McLaren. No lottery here.
No, Matt McLaren was enjoying being in them.
Yeah.
He's just got the thing.
Like a warm bath. I'm enjoying being this warm bath. Don't want to be in it for any longer than 10 minutes, though.
The football league wrinkly.
The great thing about Orient and Peterborough being matched together is that they took part in an absolutely crazy game during the league season proper back in February. Leighton Orient were 1-0 up with 2 minutes to go, and Peterborough 1-2-1. And it was at Orient as well. And that man, Asom Belonga, who scored 150,000 goals this season.
And he's also got probably the most satisfying name to say in England, Brit Asom Belonga.
It's a great name. It's brilliant. A fantastic name.
And 32 goals.
Yeah, they really, really rely on him, though.
Oh, they do. And the next RSS. Best scorer has seven, which is Nicky Ajoza.
I think it's refreshing to have one player, getting all the goals, because modern football is all about scoring from midfield.
Yeah, and we talk about the momentum thing in the Championship and how important it is.
I should say that Tommy Rowe thinks the next best goal scorer.
He scored in that game as well. The Leighton Orient's momentum, they were top. I think they were top the whole time until about February. Yeah. And they had a really, really bad March. And they ended up coming third by a good amount of points, like 8 or 9 points. So momentum-wise, they may be sort of having... Their manager will have to do...
And he just got third.
Yeah, and he'll have to do a really good job of getting out of their mind that they should have been promoted already. And if they can get over that... Because, of course, Wolves have been really good and consistent. And Wolves sort of stayed on their coattails for a long time before pulling away. Right. But Leighton Orient will be... have to make sure they don't think, oh, we should be up already here.
Yeah, I mean, Wolves, is like you say, over 100 points, and Brentford got second place pretty comfortably as well. So, it's no disgrace finishing third for crying out loud. I think they have a club record points tally of 86 points in third place.
Oh, Russell Slade's done a really good job.
And Kevin Nugent as well, his assistant, who knows the club inside out, having played for them as well.
Could you argue that he's been the difference?
He's not David.
Not
David.
He's not
Nugent.
The real difference.
He's a difference, you could say. whatever the hell that means, ladies and gentlemen. But they did clinch it on goal difference from Rotherham, and they're 1 point above Preston. So it will be interesting, because it's often those little sways here and there that they got Peterborough instead of Preston or Rotherham. And like I say, going on league form, Preston and Rotherham are probably better sides than Peterborough.
Well, they are definitely, absolutely. And Leighton Orient made pretty short work of Peterborough at Peterborough as well. I mean, this is when they were in that amazing run. This is way back in November, but they beat them pretty handily.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Slade, like you said, he's done a great job. He's won Manager of the Month twice this season, and he's sounding serious. These are big words. He said, yes, of course we're planning for the Championship. That's the only thing in my mind, is planning for that. We've even got a little poster up of Churchill. We'll do it together. It's like the little war room. It's where I plan and plot, and it's where I spend most of my life at the moment. Serious stuff.
It's very serious. I'm a bit worried about him.
If I was playing against one of his teams, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you?
I've got a little poster with a cat that's hanging off a washing line. It says, hang in there, baby.
Not as intimidating.
No.
What about the evergreen Kevin Lisby with 18 goals?
Great stuff.
Isn't it just? It's so lovely, isn't it, when you delve into the lower leagues and you find a man like that who's doing very well, not just teetering out in the Premier League or something.
Like when Peter Beagrie was absolutely tearing it up in his later years.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Damn right. Dave Mooney's chipped in with 21 goals. Vital contribution.
Dave Mooney sounds like a Wayne Rooney from another universe.
Didn't Kevin Lisby essentially get a brand new contract at Charlton for scoring a hat-trick against Liverpool? Remember?
Well, that's fair enough, isn't it?
They beat Liverpool 3-2, and he scored a hat-trick. Great hat-trick. He was rapido quick, Kevin Lisby.
Yeah.
And I think the club just got so carried away. They're like, right, new contract. get him signed on, quick.
Bet the farm. I'll do it every week.
I imagine like the other players are thinking, he's on a 5-year deal already. It's happening here. So maybe you'll get a new contract.
That's the player. That's
the Charlton.
Yeah. Player agents making whispers, isn't he, after the game? Oh, no, he's going to go away.
Yeah, exactly.
Better sign him up. Better tie him down. Darren Ferguson, he's won Manager of the Month for April. His team won 5 out of 7 matches. They won the Johnson's Paint Trophy final at the end of March as well. And he has previous of winning the playoffs with Peterborough in 2010-2011. Talk about momentum.
Yeah, again.
Blimey O'Reilly. Pete, what more do you want into the playoffs?
They're definitely my favourites for that particular time, I think.
But it is interesting because Leighton Orient have been the third best team in that division. But, as we've mentioned there, Peterborough have got fantastic momentum.
Well, it's an interesting time, and Pete's fair in what he says, but the stats would say that Leighton Orient score more goals, They concede less goals.
Yeah.
So they've obviously finished much higher up in the league, a good 12 points higher than Peterborough. But it's Leighton Orient's form has been pretty much bedrocked on the first 5 or 6 months of their season.
Yeah.
So it depends whether they can, like I said at the top of this bit, whether they can overhaul the fact that they've not been promoted already, which they clearly expected to happen for the first 5 or 6 months of the season. So it'll be interesting.
Well, we'll see if the planning for the Championship is futile or not. Preston versus Rotherham, 4:35. I'm struggling here, aren't I? Preston manager Simon Grayson said their loss on the last day to Crewe won't affect their confidence going into the playoffs. You'd hope not, certainly.
Round of applause for groundsman Pete Ashworth.
Yes, groundsman of the year. Yeah. Groundsman of the year. They missed out on third place as a result of that, though. Their home form has
been... groundsman was too good.
Yeah, that's it. UEFA fair play rules.
Crewe's tiki-taka.
The good news is you got groundsman of the year. The bad news is it comes with a 3-point penalty.
Yeah. We're sticking a pitchfork into your league form.
Yeah. Oh, liking your work,
it's a beautiful,
Peter.
Beautiful landscape pitch, but the rockery... You know, it breaches the rules.
Yeah. Preston's home form has been decent of late. They've won the last five, scoring 18. But again, we've got some lovely quotes for you this week, ladies and gentlemen. Grayson has demanded perfection from his team, saying, "We are working towards being perfectionists, if possible."
Very good. Wow.
Which would suggest that they're not going to get there.
I looked up these two results between each other, Preston versus Rotherham, 3-3 in February, and the first week or two of the season it was 0-0. Nothing between them. Not a cigarette paper between them. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, indubitably. Joe Garner scored 23 goals for Preston. He's been the only real prolific forward this season, despite the others having plenty of appearances between them. They're forwards, that is. So he's certainly one to watch there. Rotherham, Steve Evans in charge. Big Stevie Evans.
Yeah,
former
controversial character.
Yeah, controversial.
Must be nice to the fella.
Yeah, Crawley Town, their former boss there. He took them up from League Two last season. Could do a double promotion if they were in the playoffs, of course, which would be a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, people find him quite, you know, quite a divisive character, but he seems to know how to flip.
He knows the leagues, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think, at a certain level, he's... I mean, do you remember when, I think it was Crawley drew Manchester United in the Cup?
Yeah.
And he was just, all he would talk about before the game was like, "Oh, I'm looking forward to having my glass of wine with that Sir Alex up for the game." It's like, you've got to play a game first.
Wasn't he is a bit big time. "Oh, they won't want to come here. They won't want to come here.
You're right. They won't.
Yeah, they literally won't. They're not scared, they just don't want to come.
It's difficult. We're not on sat-nav.
They can't be bothered. They're not interested. That's why. That is why. Rotherham assistant Paul Rayner said that the pressure will be on Preston, who are the bigger club. He's got a point there, hasn't he? I mean, Preston probably shouldn't be down in League One. They're in the Championships for so long as well.
Mm. Well, apparently Preston have never been promoted in a playoff.
Yeah, they've appeared in the playoffs 8 times. And I think they've reached the final 3 times, and they've never gone up through the playoffs.
Wow. There's some sort of mental block there. That's got to be a worry.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. Well, the second legs of those two will be on the 13th and the 15th of May. Both first legs will be on the 10th. So, interesting stuff in League 1. In League 2, though, again on the 10th of May, York City face Fleetwood Town. York manager Nigel Worthington has dubbed Fleetwood the Manchester City of League 2 and warned that his players need to be at their very best. Again, another choice quote for you, ladies and gentlemen. He said, "They're the Manchester City of our league with a wealthy chairman who has spent money, so we will need to be on our best behaviour."
He's not only spent lots of money, he's very strict. Especially on politeness.
Yeah.
And punctuality.
Let's respect his wealth.
But
okay?
Don't make him angry.
Spill anything.
There were mainly, like, there was 13 free transfers in, and the rest, you know, weren't a huge amount of money. Is it mainly wages in that sort of...
It must be, yeah. I find League 2's been a fascinating division this year, because there's been a couple of teams who've done really well, of course, been promoted automatically, but then there's a massive group of teams who have been separated by just a few points here and there. And obviously the team I support, Portsmouth, who flirting with relegation for a long time, ended up finishing banging mid-table, could have finished ninth on the last of their season. I don't think until 3 games to go whether they were out of the playoff picture altogether anyway. I fear for Burton in this playoff picture, purely because they're the only team in the playoffs who didn't do the double over Portsmouth.
Right. And they're playing Southend.
Yeah, always a sign of
and if you can't even do that, I think you're probably best not even turning up. Every other team involved beat Pompey twice.
Yeah.
Southend have got the Phil Brown effect as well.
Oh, what? Phil Golden Brown.
There is not a manager in the playoff picture in all these divisions looking forward to going to Wembley more.
If he gets there. Yeah, well, where he belongs,
Jim. Do you remember when he kept Hull in the Premier League and he celebrated by driving around America on a Harley Davidson?
Yeah.
What's he going to do if he gets Southend promoted?
Right, well, who knows, mate? The mind boggles. The mind genuinely does boggle.
I'm thinking one in Russia.
But if you look
one end to the other.
If you look at
just hitchhike down the road of
Siberia.
Yeah, down the road of bones.
If you're looking for the form teams in League Two playoffs, it's Southend. They've only lost one of their last 10.
Yep.
But York City, who I think I'm right in saying, I haven't checked, so but feel free to write in, but I think they're in the relegation zone on New Year's Day.
Amazing.
And they've come seventh. They're undefeated in 17 games. And they've finished in seventh, and they're going to play Fleetwood in the playoffs. They've won six and drawn four of their last 10.
That is incredible.
It's amazing. I do have that Sarcevic, you know, set up for he must be
Fleetwood. Towns,
he must be
man.
Due for playing at a slightly higher level. He's like England C. He was in the Man City youth setup. He's only 22, I think.
Is that right? He was in the league team, a League Two team of the year, of course.
Yeah.
But again, talking to lower leagues and the names you hear, like Nigel Worthington, he's managing Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
I think he won the League Cup with Sheffield Wednesday. No, there he is down there. And Graham Alexander, former Burnley and Scotland man, in charge of Fleetwood Town. Lovely stuff. Lovely stuff. And Phil Brown.
Graham Alexander used to take a wicked penalty. Mm.
Didn't he just?
Didn't he never miss one?
I don't think he did, no. I don't think he did. Southend are a better team than Burton, in my view. I mean, they beat them twice in the league proper. I think even though both teams finished from the same point, Southend are in a lot better.
Burton did experiment,
well.
Though, on the last day a little bit against them.
We're still playing football.
Well, you put it like that, I suppose. Maybe just one more quote to finish. Gary Rowe at the Burton manager said that I used this match to see how Southend would play, and we've learnt a lot from the game, which I'm happy about. That was the last day of the season. He said, I'm not arrogant enough to pick a team, but I believe our style of football will suit us playing away in the second leg and putting pressure on the home team first. It's confusing me. I'm not arrogant enough to pick a team. Well, don't be a football manager then.
You need to do that.
I'm not picking them. You're the
that's page one.
No, do it yourself.
I'd never be so bold. I'll let them pick themselves.
I'm going to click use assistant manager.
So, Gary, why did you play? Well, I didn't do a thing, mate. What are you talking about? Oh, it's too easy, isn't it, Peter?
It's too easy.
Childish of me to pick up on that.
I've got some correspondence here from some of our listeners.
I should just say the second legs are the 16th and 17th of May in League Two.
Sorry for jumping in there.
That's all right.
I've got some correspondence from some of our listeners who are fans of teams involved in the playoffs. Chris Clark picks up on what you just said, Marcus. As a Southend fan, I hope we get to Wembley. Phil Brown hopes more so, and he's always fancied singing at the stadium.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. David Priest, who's a Brighton fan, says, I saw our manager, Oscar Garcia, eating paella at a food festival in town yesterday. I hope he enjoyed it.
Nice.
We all do.
That's so lovely.
It is.
Parochial.
What else was I going to say? Ben Feltham says, I fear that we win. Harry gets given another £30 million to spend, and we end up even more of a laughing stock than we are now. I hope we gracefully bow out early and Harry limps off into the sunset. As long as you're staying positive, Ben, that's the most important thing.
Hoping your own
30 million. Redknapp will get through that very quickly.
Yeah, that's
his dog will get through that.
Well, I'll finish off with something from Ben Aspinall, who's a York City fan. He says, as a York City supporter, my hope is we continue our unbeaten run of 17 games that saw us shoot up from a relegation fight into a comfortable playoff spot. I'd love to see us in League One, mixing it up with sleeping giants and other overachievers in our dilapidated but characterful ground.
Marvellous.
Come on, City, he says.
Marvellous.
And I asked on Facebook, actually, what people's hopes and fears were for the playoffs. And Daniel Goodfellow summed it up quite nicely by saying, I hope everyone involved has a lovely time, but I fear everyone might not have a lovely time. I don't think everyone can have a lovely time.
No, because
that's just the nature of it.
Well, you can have a lovely time. Let me tell you, though, there's a competition Papa John's is doing. It's their score twice, half price deal. If you go to papajohns.co.uk/football and choose a team who you think will score two or more goals in their match, of course, if you get that right, then you could get yourself some half priced pizza. I would like to recommend Derby County. Listeners,
okay.
Because they are free scoring,
as
the stats may suggest. Jim, who do you reckon?
I have a suspicion Wigan might get a couple. I think both of those games are going to be excellent.
Because
all the teams are quite high scoring. So
it's Rotherham for me.
Rotherham?
Yeah,
Pete?
Rotherham, definitely.
I'm just looking at a pile of Papa John's pizzas we got in the...
Didn't need to score any goals for them.
Yeah. You don't even need to make a prediction.
Just be in the football ramble, I think.
Excellent. So there we are. Pete, what else you got?
Yes, just a reminder that we are going to be, Papa John's are going to be running a VIP playoff competition. Go to papajohns.co.uk/football, sign up to be in the running for two VIP tickets, a tour of Wembley, including the changing rooms pre-match, a tour of the broadcasting facilities courtesy of their friends at Sky Sports, a night stay at the Wembley Hilton Hotel, complimentary travel, and yes, the photo with the playoff trophy. There's probably going to be ribbons involved. There's probably going to be ribbons attached.
Yeah, I do like a ribbon. Mm. Well, thank you for listening to the Football Ramble playoff special delivered by Papa John's, the official pizza partner of the Football League. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. We'll be back to preview the second legs of the Football League playoffs on Monday, the 12th of May. See you then.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.